这个各样的这个原因吧。
But with different, for many various reasons.
对，好像还是不够时间能够准备的比较充分一点。
I felt that I don't have enough time to prepare very well.
好，所以我想我们今天一同呢来主面前，看他对我们说什么话。
So let's all come before the Lord and see what He has for us.
我们先来读几处的圣经哈。
Let's read a few passages.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章第二三节。
Verse 23.
Verse 2 and 3. 对对。
Verses
2
and
3. 生命记第八章二跟三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3.
你也要纪念耶和华你的神，在旷野引导你。这四十年是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何。肯守他的诫命不可，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee this 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or not.And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did they thy father know, that he might make thee know that men do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of the Lord do men live.
所以当那个以色列人在旷野的时候呢，他们经历很多的艰难。
So when the Israelites were in the wilderness, they encountered many difficulties.
然后他们那个肚子的问题呢，是很实际的问题。
Filling their stomach is a problem.
所以呢，神借着这个玛拿，让他们认识一件事情，就人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠主口里所出的一切话。
And so through manna, the Lord wants them to realize that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every mouth that comes out of the mouth of God.
然后这句话呢，在新约的时候，主耶稣就引用它，在马太福音第四章第四节。
And this same verse was mentioned in Matthew.
马太福音第四章第四节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
那个时候呢，魔鬼去试探耶稣。
That was when Satan tempted Jesus.
因为耶稣在旷野已经四十天了，也相当的饥饿。
Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and was hungry.
然后这个撒旦告诉他说，你可以让石头变成食物吃。
And Satan suggested that he can change the stones into bread.
然后马太福音第四章第四节，耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4,It says, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们思想一下。
So brothers and sisters, let's think about this.
这句话呢，对你有什么意义？
What does this verse mean to you?
当我们平常在活着的时候，我们肉身需要吃东西嘛。
Of course we need to eat something.
但是他这边讲到说，我们活着呢，必须要靠神口里所出的一切话。
But here it says that we live depending on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
所以大家想想，这是什么意思
？What does this mean？
好，我再念两处圣经，《约翰福音》第五章三十九节。
John 5:39。
约翰福音第五章。三十九节。
John 5:39。
三九四十哈，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Verses 39 and 40. Search the scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我这边问一个问题哈，我想弟兄姊妹开始呢都注重读圣经。
I know brothers and sisters focused on reading the Bible.
然后在各样的情况底下呢，我们希望能够把主的话都读到我们的心里面。
And we hope that we can put His word in our heart.
有一次有一位年长弟兄到一个地方有一个特别聚会。
There was an elder brother, and he had a special meeting.
然后他就底下的其实也是各地的负责弟兄。
And you know the people who are attending the meeting are all responsible brothers.
然后我们年长弟兄就问大家一句话说，哎，请问大家，你们觉得这个圣经里面有没有生命？
And the elder brother asked, "Do you think that there's life in the Word?"
然后很多人就点头。
And many people nod their head.
然后我们年长弟兄就说，这个圣经里面没有生命。
And the elder brother said, "No, there's no life in the Bible."
啊，大家就很惊讶。我们都在读圣经，那圣经里面没有生命，为什么要读圣经？
And everybody was shocked, like, "We're all reading the Bible. Why did you say that?"
其实我们弟兄的意思就是这篇这句话：你们查考圣经，以为里面有永生。
But actually, the brother was referring to this verse. It says, "Search the Scripture." For in them you think you have eternal life.
意思就是说，我们去那边读圣经的时候，如果用不小心的话，只是去读圣经，却没有得到生命。
We can be reading just the word, but not obtain life from it.
要得到生命呢，必须到主那里去才得到生命。
Well, we will have to come to the Lord to get life from Him.
我们再读一处圣经哈，约翰福音六章六十三节。
John 6:36。
约翰福音六章，六章六十三节。
6:63，sorry。
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit that quickens; the flesh profit nothing.The words that I speak to you, they are spirit, and they are life.
也就是说，当主说话的时候呢，那个话就是灵，就有生命。
When the Lord speaks, that word is spirit, and that's life.
好，我们一同做一个祷告，是刚刚用了一些圣经，我们现在一同有个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们在这里一同把我们在这里的学习交在主的手中。愿我们真是看见，唯有到你那里能够领受你，才能够得着生命。但愿我们真是有个渴慕的心，要常常在你面前能够领受生命，好像我们属灵的生命能够继续的成长。这段时间仰望给主，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿
们。其实我今天想要提到的事情是跟我们这个退休会是相关的。
Today I want to share something that's related to what we talked about during the retreat.
就是说我们必须能够吃到属灵的粮食。
We want to partake the spiritual bread.
当我们吃到属灵的粮食的时候呢，我们的生命才能够成长。
When we eat of the spiritual bread, then we can grow spiritually.
当我们在退休会提到的主题就是讲到属灵的生命的成长。
In the retreat, we talk about how to grow spiritually.
所以要成长呢，今天有一个方面呢，我们必须要去吃才能够长。
In order to grow, we have to eat.
那个，如果弟兄姊妹都知道哈，这个食物是我们很重要的一个生活必需品。
We know that food is a basic necessity of life.
所以大家要知道说。我们肉身上食物是不可或缺的。
For our flesh, we cannot do without food.
但是在我们这个属灵的生命呢，那个属灵的粮食也是不可或缺的。
But for our spiritual life, the spiritual food is very important.
那如果我们想要有属灵的成长的话，
If we want to have spiritual growth,
我们又不去吃属灵的粮的话，长没有办法长。
And we do not partake of the spiritual bread, then we cannot grow.
那个食物好，在我们的身上面有几个功能。
Food has certain functions for our body.
它叫我们能够饱。
it satisfy our hunger.
对，这个相反就是我们的饥饿，就是 hunger。对，就是我们在肉身上面，我们会身上会有饥饿。
We have hunger.
然后当我们吃到这个食物里面，你就发现这个饥饿能够过去。
And if we eat food, then we can avoid the hunger and be filled.
然后呢，我们吃这个食物呢，也能够叫我们里面得到满足。
And we also get satisfied with food.
那个我们在属灵的生命里面呢，我们知道说没有主的话是虚空的。
In our spiritual life, if we do not have the Lord, then we feel empty.
那但是那个主的那个属灵的粮呢，能够叫我们里面得到饱足，得到满足。
And this spiritual food can satisfy us.
啊，当然这个世人哈，我回台湾的时候，最有名的就是吃嘛。
We all know in Taiwan the most popular thing is to eat.
对，然后虽然我知道很多人啊，不止弟兄姊妹，就是不管想要回国的话，可能回国内大陆也可能也是这样。就是想到的第一个事情就是说啊，总算可以好好吃一些了。
Well, many people when they think about going home, whether to Taiwan or mainland China, the thing that they think about is I can have a great meal there.
对，你会发现。世人会觉得在肉体上面，那个吃这个东西可以给他一些的满足。
Because food can give us satisfaction.
所以他们这个吃好吃的，吃这个味道，吃那个味道，就发现里面就已经很舒服的满足。
And eating different food give you different tastes and different types of satisfaction.
当我们信主之后呢，不要被这种东西捆绑。
Of course, being a You know, children of God, we should not be under bondage of food.
但是有一个同样的道理，就是当我们在属灵的生命得着主耶稣那个属灵的粮食的时候，我们里面会有那个满足。
But there's an analogy for if you obtain spiritual food, you gain satisfaction.
然后另外就是食物呢，能够给我们力量。
Food also gives us energy.
如果没有，特别是像小 baby 啊，如果那个有一些营养不良的、啊、没有喂好的话，他那个根本就是没有办法，没有力量。
Like babies, if they're not nourished, then they do not have strength.
然后弟兄姊妹也知道，如果你吃不饱的话，你就觉得这个身体比较虚弱，没有那个力量去干活。
And if you're not full, then you don't have the strength to do things.
那个在我们属灵的生命里面呢，如果没有食物的话。就很像瘫痪的人。
If we do not have spiritual food to nourish our spiritual life, then we're like people who are paralyzed.
因为你没有得着那个属灵的营养哈，叫我们那个属灵的生命有个力量能够行走。
Because there's no spiritual nourishment to strengthen the body.
然后另外一个就是食物呢，能够叫我们生命能够长大，能够成长。
The food also allows the life to grow.
有时候其实我们也觉得，我不是学生物的，但是觉得很奇妙。
I did not study biology, but I look at life and is always amazed by it.
所以你每天吃那些不管吃什么牛奶啊、蛋啊、饭啊，吃下去呢，然后长出来变得就是那个肉。
Whether it's milk, rice or whatever, you gain weight and fat.
所以这里面好像那个食物经过转换之后呢，就变成你一个成长的这个源头。
This food after it's being processed by your body becomes the source of your growth.
其实我们那个石弟兄呢，其实不止这一次哈，他很强调属灵的环境。
Our brother Richard put a lot of emphasis on the spiritual environment.
也就是说哈，只要我们一信主呢，就有主的生命，对不对？
Once we believe, we have the life of Christ in us.
但是我们必须要把那个生命摆在一个适合成长的环境。
But this life has to be in an environment conducive to growth.
所以你不用，他希望说我们不要去常常想，就不要每天在想说，哎呀，这个我怎么长？其实也应该怎么讲呢？就是不要老是很注意说。长多少，长多少，长到哪里去了？有没有长了没？这类的问题。
So we don't really have to occupy ourselves with the thought of am I growing, how much have I grown, and all that kind of thing.
他愿意说我们好好去注意一个地方哈，就是说我们有没有把自己摆在合适的成长的环境里面。
If we are in an environment that's conducive to growth, then you know that's the thing to be concerned about.
也就是说，当把自己摆在那个环境里面的时候呢，它就一定会长。
If we are in an environment conducive to growth, then we will grow.
因为那个生命是活的东西。
Because the life is it's life. It can grow.
然后当它接受到这些营养，接受到这些各样的这些水啊、养分啊，然后合适的环境，它就一定会成长，因为它就是有一个生命在里面。
And this life, when it is nourished, the natural thing for it is to grow.
所以今天其实我想要强调就是说，我们有环境当中有一个要素叫做属灵的粮食。
So in this environment, there is a key thing called the spiritual food.
然后我们要去吃它，你一直去吃它就会长。
And we need to eat it, we need to partake of it, and then we will grow.
如果不去吃它的话呢，你就长不大，而且你没有力量。
If we do not eat, then we will not grow, and we will not have strength.
而你也发现你很难从神的那里呢，得着那个真正属天的满足。
And we will not be satisfied with the heavenly satisfaction either.
对，所以我这边是鼓励我们要去得着，要去取用属灵的粮食。
So I'm encouraging brothers and sisters to partake of this food and to use this food.
好，属灵的粮食到底是什么东西呢
？So what is spiritual food?
那个，我们看一下约翰福音。
Let's look at Gospel of John.
第六章。
John 6.
约翰福音第六章三十二节。
John 6:32。
六章三十二节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，那从天上来的粮，不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。”他们说：“主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。”耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread from heaven.
到三十五节。
For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord,Evermore, give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that come to me shall never hunger, and he that believe on me shall never thirst.
那个主耶稣讲到说呢，那个玛拿哈是一种，是一个预表。
Jesus said that manna is a type.
然后今天呢，大家看到的才是那个玛拿所预表的一个东西叫做真粮。
And manna is a foreshadow of the true bread.
然后三十三节呢，那个真粮降下来呢，是要赐生命的。
For the bread of God, come down from heaven and give life unto the world.
哇，听到人就觉得哦，很好，可不可以我们也拿到这个粮
？And so those who heard it said, we want this bread too.
然后主耶稣就告诉他们说，其实这个真粮。就是他自己。
And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life.
他就是生命的粮。
He is the bread of life.
所以呢，那个属灵的粮呢，就是我们的主的自己。
So what is the spiritual bread? It is the Lord himself.
所以这个其实有时候我们不容易明白什么叫做吃主自己。
Sometimes we do not understand what it is to eat of the Lord Jesus himself.
但这边有一个例子啊，我们可以用，就是主的话语。
But here we can see by example it is His word.
因为我们刚读到呢，主说话呢就是灵，就是生命。
Because His word is spirit, it is life.
因为他自己就是神的道，就是他就是神的话。
Because He is the word.
如果当我们能够得着主的话的时候呢，就是灵就有生命。
If we can gain the word of God, then we can gain that life.
其实我在那个这次去出远门旅行之前呢，我有一个心愿能够读一本书。
Before I went on this long trip, I had a desire to read a book.
对，因为早期的时候，营长弟兄推荐一本叫做穆安德烈弟兄写的《基督的灵》。
This is a book by Andrew Murray, The Spirit of Christ.
对，我想说，反正旅游的话，时间很多，应该可以看得完。
And I think if I'm on vacation, I probably can finish this book.
但是当我看进去之后呢，觉得很多地方需要看很多遍，然后去细细的去咀嚼才看得懂。
But once I started reading the book, I found out that there are many sections that I really need to read multiple times to get what it's saying.
当中有一个章节哈，它是讲到圣灵跟神的话语。
There's one chapter about the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
然后我读的时候，我就心中受到了一些提醒。
And I was reminded of things when I read this chapter.
对，因为那位弟兄的意思就是说，很多时候我们去读这些话语呢，却没有真的得到生命。
It says that many times we read the word, but we do not gain the life.
或者我可以举一些比较特别的例子啊，给弟兄姊妹这样一个感觉，什么叫做读了主的话语就没有得到生命。
Let me give you some examples so you can understand what I'm trying to say.
有一些所谓的圣经学者哈，他们研究圣经。
Some Bible scholars, they do a lot of research on the Bible.
然后他们读的这些的话语呢，然后把他们综合归纳去分析，然后能够讲得头头是道。
And they analyze the word and they organize it, and as if there's a kind of an organized doctrine in them.
但是很稀奇的啊，有一些这样的人呢，他们其实没有信耶稣。
But some of these scholars, they do not even believe in Jesus.
对，但是他们可以去分析圣经。
But they can analyze the Bible.
很熟悉圣经的内容。
They can be very familiar with what is in it.
所以他们查考圣经呢，却没有得到生命。
They study the word, but they do not have the life.
所以弟兄姊妹好，我们在读圣经的这个事情当中，如果大家能够花功夫去读它，是很好的事情。
It is good if we can put our effort into reading the word.
但大家要记得哈，我们的目的呢，是慢慢这些圣经的话语呢，能够变成我们的生命。
But what we want is that the word will become life to us.
我们弟兄提到说，如果要变成要有生命的话，就必须在当中有圣灵对我们说话。
And what the brother said is,For this word to become life to us, the Holy Spirit has to speak to us.
当我们在读圣经啊，或是写圣经，或是背圣经，这是一个准备的工作。
Reading the Bible, memorizing the Bible, all these are preparatory work.
然后当这些有材料的时候呢，那个当圣灵把这些话语又说在我们心中的时候，那个时候就开始带出生命。
Then the Holy Spirit used this material and speak to us again, and then that is going to give us life.
对，所以有一个见证，我想有些弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
There is a testimony. Some brothers or sisters might be very familiar with it.
对，以前在我们姊妹他们在台湾的聚会里面有一个年长弟兄。
In Taiwan, there's an elder brother.
他因为得了那个胃癌嘛，胃的那个 cancer。
Because he had cancer in the gastro system.
Yeah, 所以他必须要把那个胃要切除。
And he had to have surgery.
所以当他在那个准备要进手术室之前呢，他心中觉得是蛮害怕。
And before he went to the surgery, he was kind of fearful in his heart.
对，大家想一想，如果你躺在那边，等一下你的胃就要全部割掉的话，不知道是什么感觉。
I don't know what it would feel to be on a surgical table waiting to have, this type of surgery.
所以当他害怕的时候呢，圣灵就对他说话。
And when he was fearful, the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
然后圣灵就对他说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And the Holy Spirit said to him, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
也就是说，当他在那个时候的里面呢，圣灵对他说了一个很合适的话。
At that moment, the Spirit spoke to him, bring a very appropriate word to him.
我们能够活着呢，不是都是靠着食物，靠着这个胃在那边消化才活得下去吗？
Isn't it that when we live, we really depend on food and depend on this digestive system to process it?
但是当圣灵告诉他说，人活着不是单靠这些的食物，乃是靠神所说的一切话。
But when the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以当这句话讲完之后呢，他的害怕就过去了。
And this word with this word, his fear disappeared.
他就能够清楚整件事情呢，有神的旨意，并且也有神的保守，能够叫他活着呢，能够是靠神所出的话。
He knows then that everything is under the will of God and with the protection of God.And he can go on, and we just live by God's word.
所以这句话呢，就成为生命在它里面成为它的这个力量。
So this word from the Lord becomes life to him, becomes his strength.
啊，成为一个把握。
And becomes his assurance.
所以之后很多年之后，也许他的后来他的肠子这些通通都差不多拿的差不多了，所以他说他是一根管子这样从头到尾通到底。
And you know, most of his digestive system was removed, and it seems like there's only one tube that's left for him, even in spite of that.
所以一句话呢，能够叫他在经过很多年的变化，很多年的这些割除之后呢，成为他的力量，成为他的把握。
That word of the Lord becomes, you know, his assurance and took him through all of that, you know, that he had to go through.
所以我想哈，就是说，当我们在追求主的话语的时候呢，我们要记得，但愿我们有个心愿呢，能够我们得着神那个活的话语。
So when we seek the Lord through His word, may it be that we really receive this living word from Him.
好，我们看一下那个约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章，第一节。
John chapter 5 verse 1。
这边有一个故事哈。
There's a story here.
OK， 我第五章第一节念到第十节。
From 1 to 10.
OK， 这是以后可能就不翻译了，
yeah.
我就念一次哈， mm-hmm. 你们自己读。第五章。第一节，这是以后到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去，在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子，里面躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人，在那里有一个人病了38年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要痊愈吗？病人回答说，先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。耶稣对他说，起来拿你的褥子走吧。那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日，所以犹太人对那医好的人说，今天是安息日，你拿褥子是不可的。好，然后这个事情过了之后呢，主耶稣就讲了一些话，那个包含一句话，就是我们刚刚念的五章三十九节，你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
After this event, the Lord said many things, and the one of them was the one we read about. Search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are which testify of me, and yet you will not come to me.And that you might have life.
这个故事哈，里面有它那个主要讲的意义。
There's a main point in this story.
因为在那个犹太人里面呢，他们很多人 叫做法利赛人哈，很注重神查考神的话语。
Among the Jews, there are Pharisees who are very into the studying of the Word of God.
然后他们甚至也遵守神的话语。
And they try to follow the commandments and Word of God.
可是他们不愿意到耶稣的面前。
But they do not want to go to Jesus.
也就是说，他们去守这些安息日呢，其实没有生命。
They want to keep the law like the Sabbath, but they do not have life.
然后有一天呢，这个主耶稣到那个耶路撒冷去。
And one day Jesus was in Jerusalem.
那边有一个门叫做羊门。
There was a gate which is the sheep gate.
那个我们最近读那个尼希米记哈。
Recently we're studying Nehemiah.
然后尼希米记第三章里面有写了十个门。
And in Nehemiah chapter 3, there are like 10 gates.
然后第一个门就是叫做羊门。
And the first gate is called the sheep gate.
然后每个门呢都有它那个属灵的意义。
And each of those gates have spiritual significance.
然后这个羊门着重在因为那个羊门哈是那个他们圣殿里面要把那个祭牲运进来的一个门，所以很多这个羊会从那个门进来，所以它叫做羊门。
And that gate is for people bring in the sacrifice and that like sheep, and so it's called the sheep gate.
然后所以那个羊门的属灵意义就是讲到说主耶稣把自己献上成为我们的救拯救。
So the spiritual significance is that the Lord gave himself up to be the sacrifice, to save us.
然后那是神的恩典。
And that is the grace of God.
然后这个羊门附近好有五个廊子。
And on the side of, close to the sheep gate, there are five halls.
在第二节。Five porches.
Oh, five porches.
然后那个通常那个五哈是讲到那个圣经数字五的时候呢，比较着重在摩西五经讲到的是律法。
Five signifies the laws of Moses.
所以一方面你可以看见羊门主的拯救呢，本来应该是恩典的。
The sheep gate should be about salvation.
About 那个 grace.
Oh, grace.
对，然后在那个五个廊子那个，如果是代表律法的话呢，就讲到律法跟恩典是相对。
Oh, and then the five porches representing the law, so it's the law versus grace.
然后这个律法呢，就是这些法利赛人代表的，他们是遵守主的，遵守神的律法，遵守安息日，但是没有得到生命。
The Pharisees, they want to keep the law, but they do not have life.
然后这个羊门代表的恩典就是我们今天得救信主是主的恩典。
And the sheep gate represents the grace, like us today, we are saved by grace.
所以在这个故事里面呢，主耶稣就要告诉我们这两个是不一样。
And in this story, the Lord wants to show us that these two ways are different.
然后当主耶稣主动的来到那个地方的时候，
And when the Lord went to this place,
然后有一个病人病了38年。
There was this man who had been sick for 38 years.
大家注意看那个第六节。
And let's focus on verse 6.
那主耶稣在那边呢，有几个动作哈。
The Lord has done a few things.
那耶稣看见他躺着。
The Lord saw him laying down there.
也就是说，主耶稣有看见这个人，他已经在那边病了38年。
So the Lord saw this man who had been sick for 38 years.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在在我们假装自己是那个38年的病人。
So let's put ourselves in the shoes of the man who has been sick for 38 years.
然后你会发现说，哦，原来可能平常的时候根本没有人关心我的情况。
And maybe nobody really cares about my plight.
那也许他躺在那边很长的时间。
He's been lying down there for a very long time.
然后旁边有很多路人啊，来来往往过去。
And there are many passersby going back and forth over there.
那根本没有人注意去看他。
But nobody really pay attention to him.
啊，可是这边有一个人呢，我们的主呢，他说他看见这个人。
But here comes our Lord, and he saw this person.
然后他不仅他看见他呢，而且他知道他病了许久。
And our Lord not only saw him, but also knew that he has been sick for this long time.
对，所以对这个人的心里面来讲，这个世界上有人能够了解他心中的感觉吗？
Now for this man, is there anybody in the world who understand his feeling and his plight?
啊，但是这边有一位主呢，他知道他已经病了很久了。
But here our Lord knows his condition. He's been sick for a long time.
然后他知道说他里面这38年来所里面所外面跟里面所经过的一切。
And the Lord knows what he's been through inside and outside.
他知道他心里面的忧愁跟他的无望。
Maybe his sorrow and his hopelessness in his heart.
所以主耶稣有看见他并且知道他里面的情况。
So the Lord saw him and know his condition.
然后主耶稣就还有一个动作就问他说你要痊愈吗？
And the Lord asked him and said, Will thou be made whole?
所以主耶稣就开口问他说你有没有一个意愿呢你要能够痊愈呢？
So the Lord opened his mouth and asked him, Do you want to be whole?
然后这个人当然他那个时候还不太认识主。
Of course, the person does not know our Lord.
所以他的回答就是意思就是说啊，每次水冻的时候，好有传说说天水冻的时候进去，天使就能够医治那个病。
And there was a saying there that when the water is troubled, if you can get into the pool, you will be healed.
啊，但是都没有人帮助他把他放下去，刚好在那个时候。
But then no man helped him to get into the pool during that time.
所以他的回答是很没有很无奈的回答他很想能够痊愈他当然想痊愈但是他很无奈没有一个方法能够救他
Of course he wants to be whole but it seems like there's no way for him
然后接下来主耶稣在第八节有另外一个动作
Then in verse 8 the Lord did something else
然后耶稣就对他说拿你的褥子走吧
And the Lord said to himRise, take up your bed and walk.
所以当主耶稣把一个话语讲出来的时候呢，这个人就马上痊愈了。
And when the Lord said that, this man became whole.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们当这边有一个图画。
So there's a picture here.
就是说，这边表明了我们怎么样跟主有一个关系。
This shows us how we can have a relationship with our Lord.
就是我们怎么样跟主能够碰见
How do we meet our Lord?
所以每一次当我们好像在祷告的时候在主面前的时候
So when we're praying and when we come before the Lord
或是当我们在读神的话语的时候
Or when we're reading His Word
我们要记得好主耶稣在看见我们
We should know that the Lord sees us
然后他知道我们里面的情况
He knows what's inside of us
那有的时候他对我们说话他问说我们愿意能够来到他面前能够遵守他话语的命令吗
Maybe he will ask us are you willing to follow me? Are you willing to follow my commandments?
那当我们里面有一个愿意的心的时候呢
When we have this willingness
然后主耶稣就向我们说话
And then the Lord speaks to us again
然后他说话的时候呢那个话语就带着能力
And his word isComes with strength,
就带着那个生命
and comes with that life.
然后这个神迹所表达的一个意思
This miracle shows us something.
就是讲到我们主的那个生命的一个特点
It shows us a very significant part of this life.
这个特点就是我们过去是病的，是行动不便
In the past, we are sick.
但是当我们接受这个生命之后呢你会发现我们能够行走有力
But when we accept this life when we have this life we can rise up and walk
那今天这个生命就在我们的身上
And this life is in us today
所以这个当我们去读主的话当我们去接触主的时候我们看见我们跟主有这样一个关系
When we read his word when we meet the Lord himself we see this relationship
所以好当我们去比如说当我们在读圣经查考圣经的时候
For example, when we're studying the word, studying the Bible
那如果这个话语没有碰见主
If we just read the word but we did not meet Jesus himself
我们就得不着那个生命的粮
then we could not gain the spiritual food.
然后，但是这个圣经的目的呢，是要为主耶稣做见证。
But the Bible is to give testimony of the Lord.
当我们读主的话语，我们同时也把这个话语一同的带到神主的面前的时候呢？
When we meet Jesus and we bring this word in to Him also.
然后我们就心中有一个愿意的心，好，我们要从他那边接受主直接对我们说话。
And we have this willingness in our heart to accept the word from our Lord.
里面就，我们就在吃生命的粮，我们就得生命。
Then inside of us, we're partaking of this spiritual bread.
所以，那个当我们讲到属灵的粮食的时候，有一个我们的心态上面有一个重要的心态。
So when we're talking about spiritual bread, we have to have this attitude.
就是我们要有那个属灵的胃口。
We need to have this spiritual desire.
对。 所以我们要有一个渴慕的心，好，我们要得着属灵的粮食。
We need to have this desire for spiritual bread.
哎，现在那个世界上不是有很多人得一种病叫做厌食症吗？
Yeah, there's a sickness like the anorexia where people don't like to eat.
对，我们回台湾的时候就发现那边人比较瘦。
We see a lot of slim people in Taiwan.
对，然后来美国之后，如果你身材比较肉多一点，就会觉得还好这样。And
if you're on the heavy side, you probably feel more comfortable here.
然后，但是你去那个台湾或者哪里，你如果稍微身材多一点的话，你就觉得好像变成大胖子这样。And
if you go to Taiwan, because there are many slim people there, you feel like you know you're too heavy.
啊，对对。 我的意思是说，我们不要得了那种什么厌食症。
But my point is, let's not become like the anorexic who dislike food.
啊，我是讲的属灵上面的。
And my focus is on the spiritual food.
乃是说，我们里面哈要有胃口。
We need to have this desire, this hunger.
但我们在属灵上面不用担心会太胖，就是。
Well, spiritually, we're not going to be overweight.
我们要注意说，我们要有属灵的胃口。
We need to have this desire for a spiritual thing.
就像那些小baby哈，他们就是一定要吃啊，就有胃口，就要吃，他才能够不吃的话，他就吃不到，他就哭。所以一吃的话，他就感觉有那个胃口要满足他。We
know that the babies they naturally want food. When they don't have food, they cry, and they are satisfied with food.
所以我有时候跟一些年轻的弟兄姊妹做见证。
So when I give testimony to younger brothers and sisters,
就是我信主之后呢，都没有感觉特别的变化。
Sometimes I don't see very big change after I believe.
就是说我没有感觉突然天色变蓝，那个青草变绿，没有这种感觉。
I don't have the feeling like the sky is bluer or the grass is greener.
但是我在我自己个人身上，我觉得我信主刚开头那段时间比较大的改变，就是我变得很喜欢读圣经。
But the thing that I see a difference is after I became a Christian, I love to read His Word.
然后当我去读的时候呢，我就发现这跟我以前读到的东西都不一样。
And I found out that when I read His Word, it's very different from when I was reading it before I believed.
跟我以前读物理化学、念报纸新闻都不一样。
And it's also very different from like reading the news or reading physics and chemistry books.
当我读神的话语的时候，我发现里面有一个特别的饱足。
To me, when I read the Lord's Word, there is a satisfaction within me.
然后在我的深处好像有一个很丰富的供应。
And in the deepest part of me, there's this fullness.
当我越有这种感觉的时候，我就越喜欢多去读。
And of course, when I have this kind of feeling, I want to read even more.
对，所以弟兄姊妹就是，不晓得你们读圣经的情况怎么样。
I don't know what's the condition of our brothers and sisters.
对，如果情况比较糟糕的话，就是说你多久没读圣经了。
So maybe if it's a little bad, it's, how long have you read the Bible? How long has it been since you read the Bible?
是好久多少时间了没有好像从新的深处来到神的面前呢?
Or maybe you haven't come before the Lord from the deepest depth of your heart.
或是说我们可以问一个问题，也许你都在读圣经，也有在祷告。
Or maybe you are studying the word. Maybe you are praying.
但是那个神的话语对你是怎么样一个感觉呢?
But what's your feeling about the word of the Lord?
对，你有没有一个经历，就是说那个话语好像主在跟你讲话？
Do you experience the Lord speaking to you?
或是说在你做其他事情的时候，你有没有经历？ 那个圣灵有在我们里面，有在对你说话。
Or when you're doing other things, have you experienced the Holy Spirit speaking to you from inside?
对，所以当我们在讲到属灵的成长的时候，有的这个，就是说有的弟兄姊妹会问说，我到底有没有在长？
When we talk about spiritual growth, some brothers and sisters ask the question, "Am I growing?"
所以这个有两个方面答案，虽然看似是矛盾，其实可以调和在一起。
There are two answers which might seem contradictory, but actually can complement each other.
一方面呢，我们不用很紧张的每天在那边计算长大多少。
On one hand, we should not be overly occupied with figuring out whether we grow or not.
但是另外一方面，你有时候也回头看哈。
But on the other hand, sometimes when we look back, we feel like we have not grown much.
也许当我们回头看过去三个月、五个月的时间，
So maybe let's look back, you know, 3 or 5 months.
我们好像在主的话语好像没有得着太多主活泼的话语。
Maybe we have not gained the living word from the Lord.
好像在生活当中呢。 那个圣灵向我们说话的那个情况好像很稀少。
Or maybe the Spirit has not been speaking to us often.
所以这个时候我们就发现说，哦，原来我可能没有好好去得着那个属灵的生命的粮食。
Then we realize that maybe we have not been gaining that spiritual food that is prepared for us.
好像没有在这个主的面前呢，好像真正的得着他。
Maybe we have not been gaining the Lord Himself.
所以这一方面，我们好像不要太紧张，好像每天在那边算。
On one hand, we should not be too nervous about figuring out whether we grow or not.
但另外一方面，我们也有时候主也提醒我们，叫我们回头看一下。
But on the other hand, sometimes the Lord would prompt us and want us to look at this thing.
所以在过去那段时间呢，我对主的认识是否有增加呢？
To see whether we have gained more over a period of time.
是否仍然维持主有一个活泼的话语、明亮的话语在我的身上呢？
Hopefully we will maintain this gaining of the word, the living word from the Lord.
所以我这边是讲到那个用 神的话呢，来做一个属灵的粮食的一方面的解释。
So what I have been talking about is just focusing on how the word of the Lord is our spiritual bread.
对，对不起，我今天就照着这个神在我里面的感觉，这样子去交通。
So today, this is what the Lord has put in me, and I have shared with you.
也许不是很 organized, 很有那个条理。
Maybe it's not very organized.
就我这次回去哈，有参加一些平常的在那里不同的教会的聚会。
When I went back to Taiwan this time, I attended the regular meetings.
就是跟我们的聚会的情况不完全一样。
And these are in other meetings which are different maybe from our meetings.
Yeah, 有我听到几位传道人传讲信息。
And there are a number of servants of the Lord who preach sermons.
有一我回家也思想哈、哦，这些信息好像对不起，我不是批评，但是好像有一些缺少了一些东西。
And I was thinking about them, and there seems to be some lack in this sermon.
比如说，他们会讲到这个钱的事情。
For example, they talked about the issue of money.
因为在亚洲哈，大家很看重钱。
Because in Asia, people really look put a lot of importance in money.
对，很多事情，他的目的是要赚多少钱，赚钱。
And in many things they do, it is to make money.
然后，所以传道人也讲说，就是比如说他可能会讲说，赚的钱少的话也没有关系。
And of course, in the preaching, the minister said that if you make less money, it's okay.
然后赚的钱多的话也很好。
And if you make more money, it's good too.
但是如果我们在这边讲到这个物质的东西的话
，But when we talk about material things,
我们会提醒弟兄姊妹呢，我们要把自己呢全部都归给主。
We want to remind brothers and sisters that everything is the Lord.
对，有些人讲的时候会觉得是说。一些东西呢，我们反正不要太看重，有也好，有没多也好呢，没有也没有关系，但是还是应该能够过一个比较一个在主面前一个日子。
Many people say, well, if you have a lot of money or less, it's okay, but you know, just live your life following the Lord.
但是呢我们会当弟兄姊妹在这边聚集的时候呢。我们会强调说，我们全部的东西都是从主而来的。
But what we want to emphasize here is everything comes from the Lord, and everything is the Lord.
然后我把我们全部的生命都归给我们的主。
And our whole life should be given over to the Lord.
然后这个方面呢，我就在那边比较听不到。
And somehow I missed this. I didn't hear about this type of teaching.
对，所以我也不太能够听得到着重在生命的长进。
And I also didn't hear a lot on spiritual growth.
很多时候就是我今天没有提哈，有些五饼二鱼之后呢，有些人是着重在要吃饼得饱。
For example, in the story of the five loaves and two fish, a lot of people's focus was on filling themselves.
所以他们去找主耶稣呢，就是为了刚才可以跟着他呢，可以吃饼得饱。
So they went to Jesus because they can have the bread, they can have the fish.
然后主耶稣告诉他们说，你要信我才能够得着那个不会朽坏的食物。
But the Lord said that you need to believe in me, then you will have that bread that's eternal.
然后他们就告诉主说，那你行个神迹，我们就相信你啊。
And they told the Lord, well, do some miracles and we will believe in you.
因为他们只想到吃呢，所以他们想到一个神迹，就是那个玛拿的神迹。
And what they were thinking was the miracle of the manna.
他说以前呢，有个神迹可以，我们可以吃玛拿的。你这个神迹有没有类似的神迹，我们也可以吃的。
So they think that, well, way back there's the miracle of the manna.And now can the Lord do something similar so that they can be filled?
所以在这种情况底下呢，主耶稣才告诉他们，他就是生命的粮。
And under this circumstance, the Lord told them, "I am the bread of life."
所以我想要讲的意思就是说，当我们生命不成长的时候
，My point is, if we do not grow spiritually,
然后我们求的事情哈，听的信息，就像他们，就很像这些人停留的程度。
Then what we ask for and the sermons that we want to listen to is just like what these people are looking for, just for physical food.
对，所以我在那里接触的弟兄姊妹，或是传讲的信息，常常是停留在这样一个程度。
And many of the brothers and sisters I met or the sermons that I heard over there just kind of stop at this stage.
然后他们唱的诗歌呢，大部分也都是这个程度。
And the songs that we're singing were also all about this.
对对，我在讲什么意思呢？就是说他们讲的信息，唱的诗歌，做的祷告，都很像求平安，然后求主保守一切的顺利，然后求主在工作上面、学业上面，然后生病上面各样的保守。
So whether it's the sermon or the songs or the prayer, they're all centered about just the Lord meeting our needs.
这些其实都是好的。
There's nothing wrong with this. These are all good.
但是你会发现，如果我们一直停留在这个地步的话，就很像小孩子。
But if we just remain on this level, then we're like little kids.
就是说我们只要有我们。对神的概念就是有了难处呢就找他帮忙，然后有了生病呢找他医治，一直停留在只有在这个情况里面。
And we just stop at this level of relationship with the Lord where we just go to him when we have problem, we just want solution for him and that he meets our needs.
但是主耶稣希望这些人呢能够进到下一个认识。
But the Lord wants these peopleto go to the next level.
神对他们来讲呢，不是只是吃饼得饱而已。
The Lord doesn't want them to just be filled with the bread.
必须要用信心来到生命的主的面前，领受生命的粮。
The Lord wants us to come before Him with faith to gain the spiritual bread.
然后在我们信主之后呢，要追求属灵的长进。
And that we will pursue spiritual growth.
对，所以就盼望我们有一个心智好，不要停留在一个小孩子的地步。
I hope that we have this willingness to not just stay at the stage of like little children.
我们能够在主里面不断的领受这个活泼的生命的粮。
That we can receive from him this spiritual bread.
然后叫我们生命逐渐的长大成熟。
And that our life, our spiritual life will grow and mature.
所以对，所以我想我不是批评任何东西。
I'm not trying to criticize the things that happened back in Taiwan during my trip.
Yeah, 我想要给弟兄姊妹一个图画，就是说我们不要停留在一个很浅的地步。
But I want to give a picture to brothers and sisters that we should not just stay.On the very basic level.
然后我也愿意提醒弟兄姊妹说，大家要回想一下哈，是不是已经有许久呢，没有在主的面前得到一个活泼的生命。
And if it's been a while since you really gained that spiritual
得到一个活泼的生命，就是一个活的生命。
If you have not gained the spiritual life, this liveliness from the Lord for a while.
是不是我们已经好像病了许久？
Maybe it's been a long time that we've been lacking.
就像那个38年那个病了许久的人一样，好像在属灵的力量跟走路上面好像是瘫在那里。
Oh, just like the man who is paralyzed, who cannot walk and cannot move, For 38 years.
对，盼望我们跟他一样好，跟主有一个直接的接触。
If we're in that condition, hopefully we meet the Lord.
然后当主对我们说话的时候呢，我们就开始经历什么是活的话语。
And when the Lord speaks to us, we will experience that spiritual word from Him.
我真的要说，我心中实在很渴慕，能够常常得到主活泼的话语。
I really want to be able to get from the Lord that spiritual word.
有时候我回头看啊，有一段时间好像不太那个主的话语不太活的时候，我自己也觉得很惭愧。
Sometimes I feel that the word is not living to me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们凭着信来到主面前，常常与他亲近。
And so I hope that we will all be close to Him and come near to Him.
我们用功读圣经，然后有一个目的啊，我们要得着他活的话语。
And in our Bible reading, that we want to gain that living word.
啊，求主赐给我们一个属灵的胃口跟饥渴，要得着那个要去吃他那个属灵的粮食。
And we will have the spiritual desire and the spiritual hunger for the spiritual food.
对，好像我们弟兄姊妹一同在之间能够渐渐的长大。
And that we will grow, you know, step by step.
然后也在每个人身上看见主的生命呢是很丰富。
And that we will see that the life of Christ is really abundant in us.
好，我想今天就到这里。
Okay, we can stop here today.
对，我很对弟兄姊妹很抱歉，因为我准备的没有很充分。
I'm sorry that I did not prepare very fully today.
但是一个重要的事情就是，我们要把自己摆在合适的属灵环境。
But that we will put ourselves in a good spiritual environment.
常常得着主的那个灵粮。
And we will receive from the Lord the spiritual.Bread,
有活的话语
and there's the living word,
有跟主直接的接触
and this contact with the Lord,
这样我们那个生命就会自然的长大
and our life will naturally grow.
OK, 我们一同祷告
Let's pray.
主，我们在这里从在这里感谢你但愿把这些很残破的话语交在主的手中，把但愿主真是在我们里面放下一个渴慕，放下一个饥渴，也放下一个迫切的心，让我们知道说我们在主的里面要不断的长大。既然主把这个生命摆在我们里面，我们就知道这生命会茁长，会茁壮，会成长。但愿主真是让我们有个心事，常活在弟兄姊妹当中，常活在你的面前，常用祷告，常与你亲近，常借着你自己的话语得到你自己这个活的话语。我们好叫我们能够照着你的心意能够不断的成长。我们感谢你今天所给我们这段的时间，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。